This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's a beautiful song by AKA featuring Sjava, No Baby, S.O.N. This one is called Sponono on MUT Radio. 17 minutes after 9, welcome to the third and final hour of Ivukuba Ngena Breakfast Show. It's the only way to start your day on MUT Radio. And I'm actually coming all up Sibaya Casino, coming through your way from Sibaya Casino. That is where I'm currently am. And in front of me, I've got Mr. Boitumelo Msimangu, who's actually Afro Longevity spokesperson, which is actually the company that actually organized this whole summit, which is something that's very interesting. Mr. Msimangu, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio this morning.
Oh, thank you very much. I feel honored to be part of MUT Radio, and Nati, we all started here. I just wanted to say, keep it up, great work. Asibongeni, niyenza umsebenzi omuhle.
Thank you so much, Mr. Msimango. You know, Mbulazige, this was the guy who actually told me about the Reds yesterday. Guti and Alex Mbana Makunda Namakule. But yeah.
Yeah, Puti, that's the reality. That's the reality to say, but how, echo, yao. Namakundwa and data computing namakati.
Imagine.
No,
thank you so much, Javis. Yeah. I really appreciate your time. What a beautiful event this is. I love the theme as well. Africa's role in the global longevity revolution, future proofing health. Maybe let's start about the event. What is it all about? If you can just paint a picture for someone who does not understand exactly.
Firstly, the main purpose of this is a second installment of this event to coming back to South Africa about Afro Longevity Conference. Our aim is about looking to say how do we able to motivate, able to inculcate these two things to do medical tourism and longevity. Longevity is about how do we preserve what kind of food that we eat. Because I always say, Puti, you are what you eat. You have to say, Puti, when you compare to other nations, Abanda say China, you ask yourself, Puti, how long they prolong iminyaka yabo to say, Puti, how do we able to say, Puti, we're able to go back to the basics, that give us power to say, how do we able to sustain ourselves in terms of a healthy lifestyle.
Maybe what sparked this idea for Afro longevity was the fact that the stats are proving that South Africa is not doing well in terms of longevity of human health?
Yes, it's not even South Africa. When you look in terms of the continent, I mean, when you look in terms of the rate of obesity in terms from young ages to say, we grow up knowing we used to do subsistence and commercial farming, engine just able to plant a small to say, how do we able to eat? And we realize with Norman, there's lots of sickness that are affecting even young and old.
Yes.
And we even see avoiding even again the issue of nutrition.
Definitely. And I see when I look at the program here, there's quite a lot of people who come from different aspects, from technological side, from the natural, those that are using natural herbs. Maybe how did you come around with all these people and what strategy did you use in terms of coming up with the speakers of this conference?
It's very important for you to say which is collaboration is good because we just say when you talk about the medical, you need able to bring indigenous knowledge, you know, so that we're able to bring all the aspects of scientific methodology and then able to bring our own indigenous knowledge in our country to say, how do we able to work together to have one solution? The aim is to say, how do we prolong? How do we able to say to protect ourselves in terms of aging?
Definitely. It's a 2-day program starting today, and the second day is actually tomorrow. Maybe you can paint a picture for us. Maybe who can we expect? I saw earlier on we have Umdwana, Prince Thulani Zulu, who was also here this morning. But maybe what can we expect moving forward on this event?
We are so excited because we've got different speakers. As you know, Guti, even Naizolo, you've been welcomed by the co-founder, Umam Brenda, you know, Rampolwani, and we've got amazing Dr. Tamara. Now you look and then, now when you talk about Dr. Tamara, when you look in terms of the lifestyle of Uputom Tala or Skido. You know, that's how we become younger now with Mama TikTok and
everything. Yes, yes.
Those are the results of longevity to say wow. It prolongs. It's going to be exciting. And we even get the message of support from Minister of Tourism, Human Patricia Dilil, was able to say, guys, we need to keep on pushing. And KZN, provincial government, from the mayor, from the premier, even the deputy minister, everybody has been, even though Umfundi is Reverend Musa Zondi, you know, to say, there will be lots of activities day one and day two. And this thing cannot be successful without the support of you, the media guys, because as a media, you are playing important role to inform, to educate and entertain.
Definitely, man. And we're looking forward to it. Also, we are eating healthy. I think that's the drive we're doing now. More than anything, we're eating healthy. We're exercising. I actually saw you in the morning. Maybe let me take it a bit. Early in the morning, you were in the swimming pool. You were actually exercising your body.
It's very important, Budom Kulu. Now you're exposing me to them. Yeah, because you're the one that you are my official photographer. Exactly. Because I love water. We need to dispute the myth to say which abantu abamnyama cannot able to swim. And water is life, because water consists of 75% that made of our body. Sometimes it's very good not to say abanyabantu they can't even go and walk and exercise. Sometimes with water it's something that can nature your body, and even because with water I love it, because I can definitely meditate in terms of water. That's what I really like about it. Now what? I'm drawing an exercise.
Definitely, water is healthy. Yes, yes. No, thank you so much, Mr. Msimango, for your time. Really appreciate it, man. Yeah. Looking forward to it. And maybe anything that I might have left behind that you wanted to share with us?
No, definitely. We are so excited. We are looking forward for this event, and then we just were not able to. This thing cannot be without you guys, Siti Nani, and I love your show, you know, definitely, because Sivuga's
Bangane,
Shangana, and now we're gonna hang out and have a lovely
I love that's a bar.
And then definitely on Thursday, you've got a show of humanity.
Exactly.
And Saturday, Ziyabuya breakfast. I'm sure I follow you guys.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Mr. Msimango. Right, that was the spokesperson of Afro Longevity, Mr. Boitumelo Msimango, joining us in studio today and Kulma about the event. Just painting like a picture of what is to expect for day one and day two. Let's go back to the music. When you come back, we're going to your morning spotlight on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.